you're traveling through New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District over the next few months, there's a sentiment you may very well hear echoed by both candidates.
In CD2, I think the emphasis needs to be really putting the people above politics and party lines. And that's what also is bringing back just our traditional way of life, putting people first.
What I think folks don't get about rural communities is that living there is a choice. It is something that we're proud of. We're proud of our land. We're proud of our communities. And frankly, I'm afraid of losing that.
That's Republican Yvette Harrell you heard first, and Democrat Xochitl Torres-Small. In rural America, it's community first. Xochitl Torres-Small told me that even though immigration is a hot-button issue nationally, it's been important to New Mexicans for far longer.
I think the biggest thing to emphasize is there's just a lot deeper understanding of what it means to be on the border here in New Mexico. So it can be frustrating for us, frankly, to have people oversimplify a situation that we understand being neighbors with Mexico and what that means. So in terms of the border wall, for a lot of folks, that seems like a simple solution that doesn't really address the bigger needs for border security.
So you would not support building a border wall?
I don't think it's the most effective way to use our money, and I think we have to be careful stewards of our money.
This is also a district that in the last two elections, the Republican candidate for president won, but by narrow margins, but Trump took 50%, Romney took close to 52%, so somewhat evenly divided, but still, it's gone Republican. How does a Democrat win in this district?
Well, I think the important thing is you want someone who will speak for New Mexico. Growing up here, I've felt forgotten a lot living here, and I felt like no one was really speaking to or serving our interests and our needs here. And so my experience growing up in New Mexico is that people are far more concerned about someone who will fight for New Mexico than someone who's eager to pick a side in Washington.
Tell us a little bit about the issues that you are going to campaign on.
So it's the issues that I hear about on the trail every day. So healthcare, and about how access is equally important as affordability. And so making sure also that in that same vein, veterans are able to access care that they need. You know, veterans shouldn't have to get on a bus at 1 a.m. that then goes into all of the rural communities and picks people up so that they're ready for their appointments at 9 a.m. in Albuquerque. The other issue that I'm hearing a lot about on the ground is education. And my mom's a teacher. I've met teachers who feel like their hands are tied when it comes to wanting to serve the kids that are in their classrooms.
The other issue that gets brought up a lot in these districts we've been talking a lot about in the battle for the control of Congress is the issue of guns. How are you talking about guns in your district that may or may not be different from the way that other Democrats are talking about it?
Well, I'm talking about guns the way I grew up talking about guns and learning about guns. Out here, guns can be tools, and to use tools, you have to do it responsibly. That's why the majority of gun owners support universal background checks. What's frustrating that we see in Washington and other places is, again, people are turning this into a way to divide people. And I think there is a whole lot more common ground than people give credit for.
How do you think President Trump plays here? I mean, when you're out on the campaign trail, you're talking to voters, how often is he the center of the discussion? How often does he get brought up by voters?
You know, he gets brought up, but he's not the center of what's challenging here. We have been ignored long before President Donald Trump was elected, but the truth is we're still being ignored. And one thing that, frankly, I think folks are fed up with is how divisive the conversation has become. And we all have a responsibility to fix that.
Xochitl, thanks for talking with me.
Amy, it's such a pleasure to get to talk with you. And thank you for taking the time.
Xochitl Torres-Small is the Democratic candidate for New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District.